The Art of the American West is the focus of this current exhibition that is taking place at the Tucson Museum of Art. The exhibition is diverse, and it explores how nature provides the artistic foundation for Western art.
It shows how the elements provide a cultural, material, and spiritual means for artistic expression. This is a triptych that the artist assembled.
Christine Brenza is curator of Art of the American West at the Tucson Museum of Art. She says Western art is, by definition, intimately connected with the earth and the natural elements that have helped shape these diverse landscapes.
The goal of the exhibition is to link the real and the physical worlds with the envisioned and spiritual worlds through art forms.
The exhibition is titled Elements in Western Art: Water, Fire, Air, and Earth. And it illustrates how pervasive these natural themes have been in shaping art across many cultures.
You may have pottery next to a Navajo textile, next to a painting of a waterscape. So they're all showing the same thing, but in a different way. How the elements, whether in a literal depiction or through using the artistic process of using clay or any kind of natural materials, really show how different art forms can play into how the elements are portrayed.
Brenza says this Navajo textile from the early 20th century shows the important role water plays among Native American cultures.
It is very rare and unique because though it was created by Navajo, it's depicting a Hopi scene. It has two mudhead kachinas, which are deities that are represented in ceremonies that are clowns. And we also have cloud motifs.
From clouds to rain and to the life-sustaining streams and rivers of the American West, water cuts across the artistic expression of generations and cultures.
This is Surface Patterns by David Kessler. And what he specializes in is creating these photorealistic waterscapes. So rather than a landscape, it's a waterscape. This is acrylic on canvas, and what he does is use a braided and polished aluminum and creates this visual effect that from afar, it looks like water. And when you look closely and in detail, you can see the aluminum and that coarseness and the shine.
The elements are intimately tied to the human experience of the West. And Brenza says nature has served as inspiration for a diverse range of artists.
I hope that when they come in and see this exhibition, they would make connections to the elements through all these different art forms and how different cultures look at them and interpret them in different ways.
You can get more information on Elements of Western Art and other exhibitions at the Tucson Museum of Art by logging on to our website at azpm.org. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.